USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced Tuesday that it was adjusting its recommendations when it comes to mask wearing, saying that people in areas with high rates of COVID transmission should wear masks in indoor public settings, even those who are fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that nearly two-thirds of all counties in the country fall under the categories of having high or substantial transmission. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he hopes the agency's reversal breeds more trust in the CDC's processes. He tells ABC News that the agency adjusted its guidance based on newly obtained data.
I hope it does the exact opposite. CDC, just within the past several days, received data to show that people who are fully vaccinated may be able to transmit this virus to other people. And they've acted on that. This data came out of outbreak investigations that they're conducting.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Texas's governor is asking for help on the southern border. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the National Guard to help out at the Mexican border. The Republican governor sending a letter to the Texas National Guard on Tuesday saying DPS needs all the help they can capturing illegal immigrants. And when it comes to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News some questions he has for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
But what I'm asking the Homeland Security Secretary to do is to tell me and the American people, of the million people you've apprehended, how many of them have been released into the United States? How many of them do you test? What's the positive rate? What's the system in place to test people before they're released into the United States?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The Select Committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol got their work underway Tuesday with testimony from four police officers who defended the building that day. The officers described abuse they suffered from the crowd and told members about the weapons used against them and their colleagues by rioters. Representative Mike Turner called their stories tragic, but also questioned why they did not have the tools they needed for that situation. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that we need to find out why Capitol Police were not given what they needed to defend themselves and the Capitol.
Those who defend us need to have all resources so that their lives are not at risk. Part of what's tragic that we heard about today was not only how these officers were treated by these people who were there January 6th, their individual experiences that day, security that was there, and why didn't they? What did the speaker do or not do to make certain that the Capitol that day did not have the resources they need? I always think that when you hear these stories of people who are serving their country and trying to make us all safe, we need to make sure that they have every tools available, and clearly at that day, they did not.
Texas State Representative Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a runoff election to complete the term of late Representative Ron Wright in Texas's 6th Congressional District. With about 93% of precincts reporting, Elzey led 53-46%, with Wright conceding the race. She had received the backing of former President Trump in her campaign to finish her late husband's term. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.